That email you just deleted, the one offering a miracle cure for just $20, you rolled your eyes, you hit spam, and you moved on with your day. But what if I told you that simple act, you deleting that email, was a calculated part of a multi-billion dollar business model?
A business model built on automated deception, digital ghost, and an invisible war being fought for your attention, your data, and your wallet. It's happening right now in the background of every website you visit, every app you open.
And the scary part, we helped build it. We were the architects on the front lines.
Welcome to Digital Deception, the hidden world of online manipulation.
The podcast where every click, like, and email hides a story of deception. I'm Alec.
And I'm Ben. And for a combined 15 years, we weren't cybersecurity experts. We weren't white hat hackers. We were the guys on the other side. Our job was to get into your inbox.
We ran spam operations, big ones. We built the software, we bought the compromised servers, we crafted the messages designed to bypass filters and prey on human psychology.
Yeah, we were good at it. We measured success in deliverability rates and click-throughs, but we got out, and now we're here to pull back the curtain. We want to show you the entire ecosystem of manipulation that powers the modern internet from the inside.
Because the spam we used to send, that's just the beginning. It's the clumsy, noisy part of a machine that has become silent, sophisticated, and woven into the very fabric of our digital life.
So let's start there with the granddaddy of all this, spam email.
Right. It feels almost nostalgic now, doesn't it? Like a relic from the dial-up era. But the scale is what people still don't get. We're talking about figures that sound made up. Something like 85% of all emails sent worldwide every single day are spam. That's nearly 300 billion messages.
300 billion. And the people behind it see it as a pure manufacturing process. They run it like a factory. There are entire black market forums, what we used to call spam shops, where you can buy the component parts.
Oh yeah, you need a list? You can buy a million verified email addresses for 50 bucks. Need a story? You can buy pre-written templates for pharma scams, fake loan offers, classic Nigerian prince cons, you name it.
Right, and you need a way to send them. You can rent access to a botnet, a network of thousands of infected home computers to blast out your messages from all over the world, making it almost impossible to trace back to you.
I remember when we were starting out, the feeling of launching a new campaign was a rush. You'd load a list of, say, 5 million emails into the sender, write a subject line that you knew was just cheesy enough to make people curious, and hit go. And you just watch the numbers climb. Sent, 1 million, 2 million.
And you're not trying to fool everyone. That's the key. You're playing a statistical game. If you send 10 million emails and only 0.01% of people fall for it, that's still 1,000 victims. If the scam nets you just $20 from each?
That's $20,000 for a day's work, and it's all automated. You can see why it's not going away.
Exactly. But that statistical game has evolved. That same logic, mass automation for a small return that adds up, has moved beyond the inbox. The new battleground is social media. It's the domain of the bots. And they are so much more insidious than a simple email. An email asks for your trust once. A bot network can manufacture trust over time.
Explain that. What do you mean, manufacture trust? Okay, so think about a new cryptocurrency that pops up out of nowhere. On day one, you see a few accounts on Twitter talking about it. Day two, it's a few hundred. By the end of the week, there are tens of thousands of accounts posting about it, sharing memes, talking about how it's the next big thing. You see this groundswell of excitement. You see the price ticking up. You get that fear of missing out. You think, wow, this is a real movement. I should get in on this. So you buy some.
But it wasn't a movement. It was a single operator with a sophisticated botnet. Thousands of fake automated accounts, drip feeding posts over a week to simulate organic growth. They created the hype, waited for real people like you to buy in and drive the price up, and then they cashed out, crashing the currency and taking all your money.
It's called a pump and dump scheme. And it's just one example. This is happening with everything. Movie reviews, product ratings on Amazon, political movements.
It's fake engagement as a weapon. Influencers use a benign version of it, buying followers and likes to look more appealing to brands. But state actors use it to make a divisive political idea seem popular, or to drown out dissenting voices with a coordinated harassment campaign.
It fundamentally breaks our ability to gauge what is real and what is manufactured. You can no longer trust a crowd online.
And the tools that manufacture these crowds are getting terrifyingly good. We're moving from simple scripts to generative artificial intelligence.
Yeah, this is the stuff that keeps me up at night, the deepfakes. We've all seen the funny videos of celebrities saying silly things, but the criminal application is staggering. We're already seeing scams where a CEO's voice is cloned by an AI used to call the finance department and authorize a massive wire transfer.
And it works, because who is going to question a direct order from their boss's voice?
Right, and this ties back to the dirty secret of the internet economy. Why is everything free?
It isn't. You pay for it with your data and your attention. That attention is then auctioned off in milliseconds to the highest bidding advertiser. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry that underpins almost everything you do online.
And where there's that much money, there is epic industrial scale fraud. Ad fraud. Honestly, I think this is the biggest con that nobody talks about.
It's the evolution of our old game. But instead of tricking a human into clicking, you just program a bot to do it. These botnets have gotten so sophisticated that don't just click an ad. They are programmed to mimic human behavior.
Exactly. The bot will open a browser. It'll move the mouse around randomly. It'll scroll down a page. Linger on a paragraph, maybe watch half of an embedded video, and then it will click the ad.
To the advertiser, all their metrics look fantastic. They see high engagement, long view times, great click-through rates. They think their campaign is reaching millions of potential customers. They tell their boss, they get a promotion. Yep, but it's all ghost. A ghost army generating fake data, watching fake videos, and clicking fake ads. And conservative estimates say this siphons off over $80 billion a year from advertisers, money that just evaporates.
It goes into the pockets of the botnet operators. It's a perfect crime, it's quiet, it's complex, and the victims, these huge corporations, often don't even know the full extent of their losses or are too embarrassed to admit it.
And it's not just faceless corporations losing money on ad budgets. This same infrastructure, the data brokers, the botnets, the AI tools, is being turned against individuals with terrifying precision. The scale is corporate, but the impact is deeply personal. And it's not just faceless corporations losing money on ad budgets. This same infrastructure, the data brokers, the botnets, the AI tools, is being turned against individuals with terrifying precision. The scale is corporate, but the impact is deeply personal. So you've got spam in your inbox, bots on your social feed, and this massive invisible layer of ad fraud happening beneath the surface. It seems like a lot of different problems, but so often there are just different roads leading to the same destination.
The phishing attempt, the end game. All that technology, all that automation is usually just a fancy new delivery system for one of the oldest scams in the book.
Getting you to give up your credentials.
Right. Think about it. We talked about the AI voice. The frantic call from a loved one is just a setup. The goal is to get you into a panicked emotional state. Then the follow-up text arrives. Here's the link to send the money. You click it.
And it takes you to a payment page that looks real, but it's not. It's a phishing site. You enter your credit card details, game over.
Or take the social media bots. A bot account befriends you over a few weeks, builds a rapport, then it sends you a link. Hey, check out these funny photos of me. You click it. It takes you to what looks like the Facebook login page. You think you just got logged out. No big deal. You enter your email and password.
And you've just handed them the keys to your entire digital life. They won't just steal your photos. They'll use that password to try and log into your email, your bank, your Amazon account, because they know most people reuse the same password everywhere. It's a skeleton key.
This is the hidden world of online manipulation. It's not just an annoyance. It's a sophisticated global economy built on layers of deception. It's designed to exploit our trust, our fears, and our desire for connection.
And it is constantly evolving. The moment a new technology emerges, there is a shadow industry figuring out how to weaponize it for fraud.
That's why we're doing this show. In the coming weeks, we're going to take you deep inside this world. We'll dissect a real-world phishing kit line by line. We're going to interview the cybersecurity researchers who hunt these botnets. We'll expose the supply chain of fake product reviews and tell the stories of people whose lives were upended by a single careless click.
Our goal isn't just to scare you. It's to arm you, to help you develop a healthy skepticism, to give you the tools to see the matrix for what it is.
So join us next time for Digital Deception. Until then, stay vigilant.
And remember, on the internet, trust is a currency. Don't spend it freely.